coaches, by the way, who are on the on court side making their calls, distributing the information. So important to have leadership on the side, but also on court. They've got two leaders out there on the side of the court, but they've also got leaders on the court itself. On both sides.
It's always interesting watching coaching styles as well. Zečević is a lot more animated as Robert Peck sure does come out, but he seems just a little bit more calm in demeanor while certainly on the sideline. You don't know what happens inside the huddle, though.
Yeah, it's exactly that. And, you know, you don't know what happened. You don't know what's happening inside of an active volcano if it hasn't erupted, right?
Your analogies are so great, Mr. Nock.
Thank you. Slack in possession. Crawford down in the corner, trying to find a little bit of space. Oh, he's beautiful, isn't he? It's a beautiful shot there, dropped in. And how about that? That's the reaction that they get. And all of a sudden, well, they're up to what, a two-point difference now. Shaq has come on and Boyo's come on. And there's a layup, and they've got the rebound. No, they haven't. Yes, they have. And Slack have got a chance to go ahead or at least level things up if they can get points from this. Comes out. It's nicely done. Oh, going over the top there in a big way. It is that man. Chumanga.
Obekwa with the ball fake. Gets Chumanga in the air, and he wants a call because he thinks it's dangerous play. The drive in by Miller passes out, and maybe a case for initiating contact as Obekpa looks on with his hands to the side, and the referees are going to confer again. They have only four triggers for the instant replay system. I'm not sure that they're going to call it. They're looking for the continuation. They rule no continuation, so it's going to be on the ground. And because Rega in the penalty and in the bonus, we have two free throw attempts.
Obekpa, the Nigerian. And as I said, in possession, trying to reel in that lead. And it looks pretty good, doesn't it? They've got themselves, they were 6 points down coming out of the first quarter. 5 minutes into the second. And they find themselves on the cusp of equality in the points department.
Obekpa and Manga doing battle. Obekpa has 6 points right now. Of course, Obekpa spent some time in the G League with the Santa Cruz Warriors. That was in 2016 and 17, and he brings that pedigree to this Slack team.
And we're all square. Yes, we are. 32 points apiece here at the Dakar Arena. It is Rega, which is a team from Rwanda, landlocked country. What such a beautiful place to visit. You really should go if you get the chance. And there's a layup, and it's a beauty. That is a beautiful drive from Filer. Saw his space, saw his path, opened up, wriggled around, dropped it in.
Big bucket, and sometimes it makes it look so easy, but that's a fantastic play, given the context of the game.
Crawford and Obekpa working well. That's not nicely placed on the backboard. You can see that he's just, you know, he's doing that like sort of, you know, hand scrunch gesture, which basically means that it's just a little bit too hard. A little lighter touch would have been better, Q.
It might have, but I think maybe they got away with one. Looked like Manga had the last touch on that possession.
And a chance for three, and it's the rebound tidied up there by Obekpa. And how wide it goes to Miller Jr. Miller Jr. waits for a little bit of support. Has it with the youngster on by. Obekpa picks the ball up, trying to go through the middle. Little tussle to try and get hold of possession. He does so well. Now he's got the chance to go for a mid-range two. Nicely done. Very calm and collected.
It shows why it's so important to be patient on the basketball court. He looked at his options. After losing control, steps through. Sees no defense on him and knocks down the free throw line jumper.
Yeah, he could have motored right towards the basket as well, I think.
Would have drawn some defense and might have got himself into trouble. Right option at the right time.
That's what I would have done anyway.
You're a little aggressive.
I would have gone through. No messing around with me. Lots of credit there. Look at the reaction there from Sirin Saliwabai. He's one of the players who's orchestrated this this comeback to level the scores at 34-34. Lots of credit and kudos from his teammates off the bench. dropping in for two. The rebound's been taken smartly and smoothly. It goes right out over the other side, but I'm afraid that that's just not to hands. Oh, a little bit of a mistake. They got a chance now. Crawford, calmly done. What can they do? Ball into the side, wriggling around, trying to get his layup, his jump shot there, Miller Jr. He gets fouled. Now they've got a chance to actually go ahead for the first time.
They do, and that was another great possession. He's 6 foot seven size, makes him a tough prospect in the paint, and so Miller Jr. draws the foul from Nzier. To the free throw line he goes. Second foul for Nzier.
Yeah, we've got one player who's on double figures, and as expected, it is that man, Crawford. He's just been a leader in that department. 10 points.
I think in the second half, you're going to see some adjustments made by Coach Robert Pack, and he's going to switch some matchups onto Crawford to see if he can't unsettle him just a little bit.
Well, the call has been made by the Serbian coach, Zeljko Zecevic. And they will, of course, determine exactly what's going on. They've taken off and by, but they will obviously work and try and make sure that they can continue this fine form until the end of the half. And that obviously is prerogative for Zecevic.
Certainly will be a prerogative. If you look at the stats very quickly, still dominant on the boards are Reg. They're 18 to 13, and they're doing a good job picking up and controlling their possessions and not giving away too many second chance opportunities. Nzia leads the way with his 9 points. He went hot in the first quarter, but we haven't seen too much of him since then. Crawford has been balanced in his approach on the other end, and he leads all scorers with 10. Obekwa chipping in with 9 points of his own.
Your man Skywalker's got 7 points as well. But these players really need to try and step up. And I think that's, he wants probably more leadership skills on the court because, well, what they did against AS Sally, Liz Mills, of course, Moroccan team AS Sally, the Australian female coach who's now at the helm of those Giants from Morocco, was absolutely, it was a very strong statement, wasn't it? Because we thought that AS Sally would be one of the top teams. They came in. And they've still got lots of basketball to be played. They'll be playing a little bit later against Beta, but around the energy group, I mean, they outfoxed them.
And they played the same way they're doing now. They played it close all game and hit big shots when it mattered, and I think we're going to see something similar. I think this is going to be a tight one down the stretch.
Yeah. It's all about runs, Q, isn't it? It's all about runs. Viola tries to drop it in. The rebounds are good. No quick decision to throw the ball long up court on this occasion. Crawford calming things down. Plenty of time. Obekwa just out wide. Miller Jr. trying to go through the middle. Maybe a mistake there. There's too much traffic. Filer's down the right-hand side if they want to get the ball out to him. But it's a jump shot coming in. But it's Thomas Jr. unable to land that one.
Now, just a quick one, gentlemen, from this side. The coach of Slark, Zecevic, just told his players and reminded them they have one team foul while Rec have five team fouls, so they should drive the ball into the paint. Let's see if they can execute that in the next 2 minutes.
Thank you, Asha. Lovely pass. And it's been dropped in. Fine score indeed there coming from Nzier.
First score of the second quarter for Nzier, and he goes to 11 points on that make.
Playing such an important role, but that Obekpa off the metal. Rebound taken, we'll square at 36 points apiece. Down left side, the attempt to drop into for two there.
Shot came too early in the shot clock. He rushed it just a little bit on that possession.
That's a strange moment, this, at the end of the second quarter. Oh, it's a really good rebound, but he needs to nail it, but he draws the foul there. And an important player in this squad, of course, isn't he? Nzia Court goes straight to the free throw line.
And quite importantly, that's going to be the third foul of Pichumanga. So that's a big one because that might see him go off, and that battle between Obekwa and Pichumanga in the paint And the rebound battle is now skewed towards Slack. It's also how they've got themselves back in the game. And we have a timeout call.
Yeah, third foul, as you can see, from Pichu Kamboi Manga of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And there it is. There's the contact, frustration, trying to complain, trying to find a wriggle his way out of that that argument, but it's not gonna. It's one-way traffic, I'm afraid.
And that's the thing about Zečević has been saying, just get the ball, fake, and he'll come and foul. And it's working for them right now because, like Q said, this is a big moment for Reg. They have to see how to manage that going into the second half of the game. Will they do without Manga? Who else can come off the bench to execute and do what exactly he's been doing in the first quarter?
They do have some big guys in the squad, of course, but to replace him in that role, I'm not too sure if they can they can deal with that. There's Nzie with his 11 points, one assist, and 4 from 6 in the 2-point category.
Well, the only other option, I think, is to move Walker into the center of their paint. He's the only player who stands over 206, and that matchup is going to be very tricky for him. Two different kinds of players. Obekpa is physical, and that might be a tricky matchup, might be the matchup we need to keep an eye on as it goes down. Ziakor to the free throw line.
1:35 left on the clock here before the end, and we can see that wonderful drive through. Diodoni Nzie, former Patriots player last year.
He's been red hot, and much better performance personally for him off that 2-point opening performance in their win at ASLA. I don't think it'll concern him too much, but he's played the role that he needs to play today, leading all the scorers on the floor.
Ziakor drops the second as they take a 1-point lead. Slack of Guinea-Conakry. Guinea-Conakry, this second. There's two sports that matter in Guinea-Conakry. Population of 11 million people. It's football, soccer for those on the other side of the Atlantic, and in South Africa. Two favorite sports in Guinea-Conakry.
Well, it certainly does show, and that just puts a lot more pressure on the players from Slack to produce results every time that they're out there on the floor. And thank you for that insightful information.
Yeah, there's loads more where that came from, and we'll be sharing all of that information, of course, about these wonderful nations that have produced these wonderful teams. Wonderful rebound there once again. Unzie doing the business from close range. Just his timing is good, and his efficiency is top notch.
So is his ability to score the basketball.
Oh, look at that. That is just a dream shot coming in from the youngster. And Mbai, once again, just showing us what he's capable of doing. He's got 9 points now.
Playing above his ears right now, Mbai. Lots of confidence present with his play on the floor.
But you know what? I think Boubacar Sané is basically, it's a lovely shot, isn't it? Another 2 points to be dropped in from your man, Skywalker. But Boubacar Sané of Duke has basically just opened up the path for all of the other youngsters from Elevate and these wonderful projects that are taking place that are implemented, in the long term in Africa with the BAL and the NBA. Oh, drop it in, smash it in, making a statement once again. Obekpa on fire.
Draws two defenders, drops it off, and he hammers it down on the other side. Beautiful play.
He's just showing off now, isn't he? Very quick reaction coming in from Walker. There's the area points, and that's the end of the... And what about that? What about the scoreline we have here at the Dakar Arena for this opening clash of two? Doubleheader, of course. There's the... That pass was classy, to say the least. Anthony Walker, the Texan, doing the damage. Now, are we going to take a break? The second half coming up pretty soon, but we got a few features and we're going to have a little bit of a chit-chat. 42 for Reg, 42 for Slack.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, once again, welcome to the Dakar Arena for this BAL.
I I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. You're listening to special Voice of America coverage of the Men's Basketball Africa League. We're at halftime in Dakar, Senegal. We're all knotted up. Rwanda Energy Group, 42. Seydou Legacy Athletic Club, Slack, 42. All even at halftime. Joining us now from Dakar, Senegal, Abel Enson, team liaison for the Basketball Africa League. Abel, thank you for talking with us today.
Yeah, hello, and thank you for having me on the show.
Abel,
Enson, and I'm the liaison for Basketball Africa League.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Abel. Can you talk a little bit about your duties there in Dakar as team liaison? What are some of your functions there?
Well, my functions is simple. It's about helping the teams. I'm basically the intermediary between the NBA and the teams themselves. So basically assisting all the logistics, making sure things are right, making sure the teams are ready in terms of, you know, all the paperwork, schedules. Just helping them follow up. It's just like a team manager on the NBA side, basically.
Abel, we're going to come back to you in just a minute, so please stand by. We're going to see if we can get a better connection with Abel. Let's take a look at the halftime statistics. Dodone Ndizaye, he is the leading scorer for Rwanda Energy Group, and he's having a very good game. He has 13 points and 7 rebounds at halftime, and he's been a force. But one player in particular for Seydou Legacy Athletic Club is Mbaye. He is one of these young players, a product of this Ball Elevate program, Basketball Africa League Elevate. They took 12 players, NBA Academy Africa prospects, and they assigned them to the 12 BAL teams. And Baye was assigned to Slack, Seydou Legacy Athletic Club, and he has been very impressive through the first half. He has 9 points, including a couple of really impressive dunks for Slack that really caught the attention of the crowd and the commentators. But let's break it down in terms of the halftime statistics. And joining us now, we have our friend Abel Enson back with us from Dakar, Senegal. And Abel, before we lost you there, you were talking a little bit about some of your duties there in Dakar. I understand you've been working a little bit with the AS Saleh team from Morocco. Can you talk maybe a little bit about working with Coach Liz Mills, who's made history as the first female coach at this Basketball Africa League tournament?
Well, just a little bit of a background, maybe if anybody doesn't know. I was working with Coach Liz as an assistant coach for the Kenya national team. I've been recently considered as a basket. So I have quite an experience working with her. She's a cool personality, easy to work with, knows her stuff. She's amazing when it comes to basketball, the numbers, the tendencies. She's watched so much basketball, broken down so much film, that it's always a learning experience being around her. And she's literally managed to make a North African team respect her. If anybody who knows Africa knows that it's not an easy feat. So she's managed these guys really respect her and trust and really what she's teaching and what she's showing them and really help the game look nice. Like if you actually looked at the first team, the team might have lost, but it was beautiful basketball out there for a lot of the sequences. That's mainly due to the fact that, you know, we didn't have the last time was really the first real game together as a squad. And the guys did really well for the first time. So it is amazing working with her. It's easy. She's very accommodating and receptive to opinion.
Abel, Coach Mills, of course, from Australia. We also have Robert Pack, leading REG, Rwanda Energy Group, from the United States. The head coach of SLAC, Seydou Legacy Athletic Club, is from Serbia. Very international. Your thoughts on maybe the international aspects among the coaches in ball?
Well, it's great because as a continent, we don't just need players. We also need a lot of trainers to come down and work with us and work with the coaches, like you see, whether it's in SLAC or it's in REG. These head coaches are working with the local head coaches to become their assistants. So I believe these guys learn a lot from them during that process. They gain a lot of knowledge, and that will help us in reaching the game. The more we do that, the next 2 to 4 or 5 years, we want to necessarily need some of these guys to show up. They'll either be here permanently, or the guys will be on the ground, will be able to actually pick up their slack and, you know, coach their teams all the way.
I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington. I'm talking with Abel and Son, a team liaison for the Basketball Africa League, and Abel is talking with us from Dakar, Senegal. Abel, your thoughts on the first half? Tie score right now between REG and SLAC, 42-42. What did you think of the first half?
Well, I really think both teams are evenly matched up, if you notice. And they're basically playing according to script. That's why the game is tied. On the REG side, I would say Cleveland hasn't yet showed up in the game. He hasn't scored yet. So that would be kind of dangerous for Slack if he gets into the game. But it's really entertaining because REG has a run. Then Slack comes back to their own run. Both, all of their imports are playing according to what we expected out of them. Both coaches are swinging. So it'll come down to the last 3 minutes.
Mbaye, the young player for SLAC, he's part of this Ball Elevate program. Very impressive in the first half. I think he has 9 points for SLAC, including some really exciting dunk shots. Abel, maybe comment on, first off, Mbaye, but also the Ball Elevate program overall. How do you like that program?
Well, but the Elevate program is like an amazing thing, and it's great that we have all these kids integrate most of the team. Mbaye has been trusted by Zleko from the first game already. Played a lot of minutes. That game they won against us. And he's showing exactly why coach trusted him. He's done great. That dunk was really nice. It was really a I believe he's not going to sleep at night to be thinking about it. As a young kid, that is a highlight. Absolutely, it's a highlight. So it is a great initiative by the NBA and the DL to integrate all these young players into this program. The more we do that, the more we show that, you know, if we put kids under the right training, they can actually play at a higher level. They can elevate themselves, as the word says. Because the Academy invests a lot, the NBA is investing a lot, the past 2 years on these kids, and it's time for them to showcase that with the right dedication, with the right infrastructure, we can get that kind of level of talent on the continent of Africa real early. And that's what these kids are here to show everybody. And yeah, it's impressive the way he plays. Even what the kid that plays for these other guys.
Abel, on Tuesday, SLAC lost to U.S. Monastir 76-55. Monastir has some veteran players, including Slimane. I think he's 41 years old. He's been with the Tunisian team a long time. Would you like to see maybe the in the future for Ball, maybe for it to trend maybe to younger players in the league, or do you think these veteran players, you know, can educate and, you know, basically teach the younger players? What do you think?
I think it's great for us to have these younger players be integrated. That is what's going to eventually push away some of the veterans. It's good to have veterans, but then again, there's a cutoff. When we start reaching plus 40 and all the rest, then we're already going far. So I think it's what NBA is doing with DL. We shall eventually
put it in.
Cool.
Don't forget it.
Bye.
Finish one. Bye.